T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I tuned in. Let's go be world champions.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Happy Halloween. Are we going to have a spooky weekend with the Falcons heading up to New England? Here's the thing, Mike. First and foremost, what's the injury update? Because that's what everybody needs to know before we start talking about the keys and what it's going to take to get a victory up there against the Patriots.
Yeah, the big story is a guy that I wanted to see out there because I thought I could maybe help, especially whether you're trying to start with your base defense or even if, you know, you want to put him out there and it's not a dime pack, it's Billy Bowman. And apparently Billy Bowman is definitely going to be out for this game. And that's a bit of a buzzkill because he has missed some time and we love his ball hawking ability. Also, guys, we find out that Casey Washington is out. So depth at wide receiver, Drake London. We saw a video from D-Led. Thanks, Mike and Carl. He's moving. So he looks ambulatory. Zach Harrison, who, of course, had that, you know, deflection to help get the interception to seal the game a few weeks back when we were winning. He's also out. But the good news is Darnell Mooney, full participant with a hamstring. Drake, full participant with that hip. Kyle Pitts coming off the ankle injury, full participant. Penix is going to play. Algier with the knee. Limited, though, Jesse Bates still icing up, son, with that knee. And Jalen Walker shows up as limited with that groin injury.
Yep.
And you and I were talking about him. You know, please, give me something, rookies. I need some edge rush, baby. I need some heat. Leonard Floyd dealing with a hammy. We talked to Caden Ellis. He got a resting day because he's older. Jake Matthews still getting a little gimpy with that ankle. So we're not at 100%, nor are the Patriots, but they've got a lot less guys on their injury report. The big name is Ramondre Stevenson, but they've got other guys that can run, including their quarterback, who is their second leading rusher. So as the descriptions, as we heard Jeff Ulbrich say, he's kind of like a smaller version of Josh Allen, are on point.
For me, this comes down to, first of all, the fact that you've got, from an offensive standpoint, Darnell Mooney available, Pitts available, Drake London available, Penix is out there. So the excuses of us missing a piece or two, throw that out the window. Secondly, I need a great game for Michael Penix. When we talk about what kind of performance that we're looking for, first of all, offensive coordinator Zach, help him. I don't need him to throw the ball 45 times, but I also need him to be consistent and, more importantly, efficient. Give me that 21 for 27. Give me that 20 for 26 number with 250, 260, Mike, whatever it might be, and potentially a couple of touchdowns because I need him to throw one in the red zone. But we also, to get a win this Sunday, have to stop this run game. And Mike alludes to Drake May, which we were talking about on the show. It's one of those hidden stats that nobody's talking about. But this is why they were talking about that whole Josh Allen thing. And I actually think he's running more than Josh Allen. I think Josh is running for scrambles now. Some of this stuff is designed. You'll see it on Sunday. Some of this stuff, he's got 51 carries. Guys, that's more carries than a lot of running backs in the league. So RPO stuff that they've been running with Drake is opening up some of their passing game. And because of his size and stature, they can do that. Got to stop the run game. Don't believe me? Listen to our interview with Caden Ellis, which we just played at 5 o'clock, where he goes, man, you know what Vrabel wants to do, run downhill.
Right.
Mike, second and long. I want you guys to pay attention to this weekend. Second and 8, second and 9. If they run the football on us and they're picking up 7 or 8 yards, Mike, that's what killed us 2 weeks ago.
Right, and especially if we're going 3 and out, it's just what Miami did. They ran the ball down our throat. They mixed it up with, again, attacking the middle of our interior defense. That's J.D. Bertrand. We're going to see other guys in that mix. And we heard the coach and Jeff Ulbrich talked about a number of players will be rotating in. Caden talked about it in our interview. It's nothing against JD. It's just he struggles at times in pass coverage. Yards after the catch, that's where the Dolphins got us. So I would think that it doesn't take a leap of faith to figure Josh McDaniels is going to look at what Miami did and say, I can replicate a lot of that.
Yeah.
Even though maybe my athletes aren't as speedy, because Miami, as you said last week, is based on speed. But Travion Henderson out of Ohio State, he has not had a lot of carries. 53 for 228. He's averaging just over 4. But he's going to be the guy toting the mail. And they've also brought some guys up from the practice squad.
Well, they drafted him high, so they have a lot of high expectations for him. And, you know, this again, you don't want this to be the coming out party of a particular
player.
Well,
guess what?
That's what you don't want. You don't
want
that.
But this goes back to, see, that's why, you know, I remember, if you could take it back, we're coming off the win against Buffalo, and then say, okay, we're going to San Francisco. We talked all about Christian McCaffrey and all the things that Robert Saleh was going to do. And, man, we just know that, oh, man, they're going to have some. We said, no. We're going to be the hammer, not the nail, right? The heck with Shanahan. We're going to dictate. And we didn't. They punched us in the mouth. Coach said, wow, they really out-physicaled us. Okay. We come back to Miami. Play him here at the Benz. What happens? We're going to dictate. No. Carl, we had 18 less plays, and Miami took away our ability to run the football, which then all the things we want to do with the creativity we keep banging on Zach Robinson for, he doesn't have the ability to do that because you don't have the touches. So that's the worry. The worry is they stymie our run game and say, make Michael Penix Jr. beat us. Can he do that on the road?
Well, that's why I said I need a great game from Michael. See, if he starts out a game, Mike, with confidence and quick hitters, and all of a sudden he's making those throws, as the game goes on, you get more confidence in him being able to deliver if it comes down to that. The problem is I don't think Zach has given him that confidence. The only game we came out and started throwing, which made no sense, by the way, was the Carolina game. And we were fresh off a game where we had broke a team off, you know, for 150 or whatever it was, and you come out and you're trying to throw the ball around. I just felt like it was the wrong approach. But that game's, it's gone. No crying over spilt milk. 404-726-0929. What do you think it's going to take for the Falcons to get a victory up there against the Patriots? And look, we didn't overhype or underestimate, at least I didn't, what the Miami Dolphins were last week. They were a bad football team coming in here. And then they showed it last night. I'm not overhyping what the Patriots are. They are a good football team on a 5-game win streak. Guys, you don't win 5 in a row in the NFL not considered to be a good football team. And they're at home. So this is the task that's in front of us. And for everybody's like, man, you and Mike, do you guys think we don't have a chance? I'm not telling you we don't have a chance, but I think we got to play one of our best games coming off of one of our worst games. Can we do that?
I don't like our chances this week in New England. I just don't. I think, you know, to lose to Miami, you know, unless we're going to continue to be this roller coaster, which, you know, you guys, you lose this game, look at the teams in the NFC that are in front of you in the playoffs. You know, we talk about, you literally, I joked around, not trying to be a jerk, but I mean, you'd need Baker Mayfield to get hit by a truck.
No, you're right.
To lose out. Tampa Bay's not going to do what we did. They're not going to blow a lead in this division the way we did. They're not built like that. They're better coached. They're better. Even with the injuries, they've overcome adversity with the injuries they've seen on both sides of the ball, mostly on offense. So we got to get it in gear. Because you lose this game, and you said it, if the Colts lose to Pittsburgh, that's probably not the best for us either.
No.
Because then we get the Colts motivated next week in Germany. So you could be 3-6, and then I think Arthur Blank has a press conference. And it ain't going to be good for him, and maybe not good for Terry Fontenot.
You sure you want to go over there?
Well, I mean, look, we've already booked a trip, Jay. I mean, we'll go see the Berlin Wall, go see Checkpoint Charlie, have some schnitzel, going to go see Prague. Me and D-Led have already planned. D's bringing his wife, we'll have some dinner. Thanks, Mike. I'll put it on the AJC.
Wait, you're going to have dinner with D-Led?
If we can't put it together, yeah, over in Berlin.
Oh, that'll be.
We had this conversation the other day. I mean, it'd be kind of fun.
I'm not saying anything, man.
Fair enough. Because
I will say this. If, in fact, we don't get a victory on Sunday, there's going to be a lot of people looking for refunds. I'll say that. There's a lot of dough to make that trip. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to support your team and you want to go over there. But I felt like a lot of people booked that trip with the anticipation that we would be in a lot better situation than we are.
Right.
And, you know, all of that other stuff is nice. It's great, Mike. You're right. But, you know, a lot of people are going for this game, and they're like, man, I'm getting a chance to go cheer on my team, and it's just frustrating if we're not able to pick up a victory on Sunday.
I wasn't thinking going to – the highlight would be to have a delightful dinner with D. Led and his wife. But I'm just saying. But, I mean, yes, I get it. Fans are upset. We don't like a lot of these international games anyway. It's the way of the world with the NFL. It's not changing. But, I mean, Raheem Morris, you were on Nesson up in Boston. I was on Toucher's show on the Sports Hub up there in Boston. And they were asking us, you know, what's up with your team? Bijan looks like he's gonna be a legitimate MVP candidate. And all of a sudden now his yards and his carries and everything goes out the window. I said, I know. I go, we're in a situation where, and I explained the background of Kirk Cousins and maybe this, you know, this offensive coordinator is you know, having a hard time because everything I hear is, okay, you have a plan, they stop your plan, what, and I said this for the fifth time today, Carl, how come we can't pivot? Other teams have to pivot. Other teams have to say, okay, this isn't working, what's next? You talked about the adjustments that teams make that we just don't seem to make.
Well, Vrabel specifically. In the second half of these games, and that's something that Ben Volen brought up, but this is something I've been looking at, like, even when the Patriots haven't started out great, the second half, they come out and it looks like a different team. And part of that is for everybody says they don't make adjustments in the NFL, I don't buy it. Like, I don't believe in that. There are times, yes, where you go into a locker room and we're playing well, there's really nothing to talk about, let's keep it moving. There are other times where you go, this play is killing us. This guy is killing us. Yeah. And this is how we need to adjust. And then all of a sudden, those guys disappear in the second half. That is what he's really good at. And that's all I'm saying about, like, the second half of this game, to me, Mike, is where this game is going to be decided.
But that's the thing. I mean, you think if somebody was attacking a linebacker, if they had an injury and as a backup linebacker, Vrabel's going to keep rolling out there and hope for the best? And again, I mentioned this a lot this week because it really ticked me off. The coach goes, yeah, J.D. Bertrand really had a bad – yeah, you'll say that about J.D. Bertrand. You won't say that about your O.C. You know, I mean, when everybody around the country is going, what are you doing? You know, analysts, guys that had NFL experience, like Kurt Warner, not just Dan Orlovsky. You know, so then maybe Ronnie Harrison should just be out there, and JD's not. Or you bring one of the safeties, Carl, in, or you take your lumps if they run the football on you.
Well, look, the way
that's what irks me. Is we were static in a bad situation that just killed us.
Mike, if we start this game with some different personnel, potentially, it tells us that that's the adjustment. If we don't, then what they're saying is we're going to roll with the guys that we have, and we feel like they're just going to play better. Right. That's why the whole Ronnie situation and who they're going to have out there is going to be interesting to see when the game starts on Sunday.
Another guys and a couple guys, I know it's been, you don't listen every day. We like you to listen every day if
please
you can.
Please do.
But we talked about the other day, the reason they brought Divine Diablo is, for whatever reason, I guess you don't want to deal in absolutes and say, yeah, we don't really expect Troy Anderson to play this year. But basically, from what I'm reading from the coaching staff and what Raheem said this week, don't expect to see Troy Anderson playing this year. And this is year four from when he was drafted as a second-round pick. And we got Divine Diablo as an insurance policy, and he turned out to be as good and athletic and did the kind of things that Troy, those few occasions he was healthy, could do. And now we're really missing him, Carl. All of a sudden, he becomes a linchpin. Is Jalen Walker too big to do those things, size-wise, to drop back and cover?
No. No, I don't think so. I don't believe that's the case. I think he can do all of those things. I think they've been asking him to do certain specific things. But his main issue is, Mike, you can't do that when you got a broke hammy. You can't.
He's banged up with a groin.
Yeah, that's like, you know, excuse me, yes, the groin. Groin. I think that's the bigger issue. Can he do those things? Yes. Do you want to put him back there or put him in position to do some of those things? I don't know if you want to put that extra stress on that.
We were toe-to-toe with the Buccaneers, and they looked pretty darn good, and we, of course, couldn't get to overtime. Maybe we win that. We beat Minnesota. We look great in Minnesota. Now, granted, I don't want to start to, you know, as we used to say with Arthur Smith's line, we don't apologize for wins. But all of a sudden, you know, J.J. McCarthy looked like he's completely out of his element in that game in Minnesota. And that's when we saw Pierce and Jalen and everybody getting after it. And then, you know, critics have said, and some of our own listeners have said, yeah, you beat the Commanders with J.J.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G.
More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Indiana's, now they don't look like a playoff team.
Well, yes.
So all of a sudden now.
But the defense was out there.
But we did beat the. That's what makes it so crazy. You look so good against Buffalo in a Monday night, in an electric atmosphere, and then you just stink it up the next two games. And this is now on the road outdoors in New England. The weather's not a concern. It's going to be in the fifth.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.